and welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome! It's so wonderful to be with you again. We have another fabulous week ahead of us, and fun and exciting things are happening as every little turn of every little moment happens in our lives. And it's just so exciting to be able to be together and to be able to share those with you as we're on the program here. And we're on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check out the program listing times to be able to catch the time in your area, because we're not on at a set time. We kind of get a variety of times, and that makes it even more exciting for those who maybe can't catch it at a certain time or not. So yes, definitely check out when we're on BBS here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Also, I want to invite you to go to my website, whitewolfapril.com, and check out some of the products we have for sale. Check out a little bit more about who I am, and even go ahead and make a contact with me. I am taking calls during the program, and if I'm not able to get to your call, or you aren't able to get through, we can email me and ask me the questions that way as well. And that's at april@whitewolfapril.com. Go ahead and check out that site and find out the information of different places we're going to be and different things we're going to be doing. And as the winter months are coming in, we're beginning to get our winter schedule together and the new exciting things and places that I'm going to be offering some live open forum across the veil sessions coming up really soon here in the lower 48. And we're even looking at spreading out to doing some stuff over in Ireland this coming spring. So it's going to be an exceptional year, and you're going to want to stay in touch and keep watching on that website, whitewolfapril.com, for more of those kind of details. Another place that you can connect with us is at acrosstheveil.ning.com. This is a social network where others can visit and you can ask questions, and others will give you input and insight as well. And it's just a really neat little place and an area where you can social network. And sometimes I'll get messages that I'll share through there because I'm not on a radio program, or they just want to come through at that moment in time, and they're showing me to put it in that location so people can have somewhere they can go and read and find out more insight and ask questions. Couple other things, can send me emails. I'm more than happy to answer and more than happy to communicate with you that way. And like I said, that's april@whitewolfapril.com. And I've had hundreds of emails that have been coming in from listeners who, for one reason or another, haven't been able to get a hold of me or haven't been able to get a hold of us on the program. So there's no question too small and there's no question too large. I just recently had a young gal about 9-10 years old contact me about her cat that had been missing. So yeah, there's nothing that we don't want to share and work with you on. And that's why we're here. That's the purpose of what it is we're doing, is to share that insight, to share that hope, to share that love and that guidance. We have some guided meditations under our products. We have a couple new ones that are coming out. We have a book that's into the editing department right now, and there's just a lot of new things that are going to be added on there really soon, so you're going to want to keep a close eye and see if there's something that might appeal to what you're looking for, what you're seeking for. 98% of the classes that we offer now are available online. They're available through correspondence. They're available through conference call. They're available through internet classes. We've really made some changes there, made some progress on our ability to share the classes and the messages through the wonderful ability to expand our technology, and we're so excited for that. If you want to find out more about that, you're going to find on WhiteWolfLearningInstitute.com. And those classes are going to be new ones coming up here as we're preparing for the winter months. November will begin a whole new series of classes and a whole new series of dates of classes. I do have the White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing Modality class that's going to be beginning again. It's a three-part class that teaches a number of different ways to bring in healing through the energetic fields, through the vibrations, through a lot of that type of healing work. And that has a class that I do in three parts, and we're going to be putting that in here at the end of October, 1st of November. The group that's coming in this time are wanting to get through it in a quicker time, so we're going to put it into that time frame. And if you're interested in something like that, let me know, because we can really work on figuring out a way to even help those that are at a distance be able to learn and hear and experience the awareness of this modality. And one of the things that we're going to be doing as we're traveling this winter is sharing these classes as well in the different areas that we'll be traveling to. So you're going to want to watch that schedule really closely to see if we're going to be in your area offering healing sessions, offering this modality teaching and open forum across the Veil events. There's just so much that's going to be happening that I can't possibly tell everybody about it on the program, or we wouldn't get any of the messages across today. One of the other things I do want to share with you is SolteraEssences.com. It's S-O-L-T-A-R-A Essences.com. It's the new website that we have. Well, the website we've had, but it's the new catalog is out on our essential oils, our herbals, our tinctures, and that type of thing that are available from our essence company up here in Alaska. And go ahead and check out on there. And if you can't get the catalog to download because it is saved in Microsoft Word, if you can open it up, just send us a quick email and we'll send you one in the mail. All right, I'm beginning to feel some guests moving in, so to speak, and one of the things that I'm really hearing a lot of sharing with people is information about dreams. Apparently, dreams have become something that have really moved forward in people's lives. Dreaming has become heightened. Winter months is when we really tend to dream a lot. I don't know why that is, and as we're beginning to go into the winter months, they are sharing with me that we need to talk about dreams a little bit before I get into doing some of the readings. And one of the messages that they're sharing with me on dreams is to understand the significance and the importance of the different types of dreams that we're having, the different messages that are coming in some of the dreams. And if you have dreams that tend to be like really cluttered or really confused or really muddled or mingled all together, what they're telling me to share with you is that you're not allowing yourself time to decompress before you go to sleep. You're not allowing yourself to release the daily activities, the things that have happened around you, all the activity going on around you. You're taking it to sleep with you. And when you take it to sleep with you, it can muddle your dream time. It can muddle your time when you're in rest and when you're sleeping. And it's going to kind of set you back a little bit, and you're not necessarily going to get the sound sleep and the sound, the awareness is the word that I'm hearing that you need. So before you go to sleep, you want to decompress. You want to let go. You want to unwind and let the activities of the day be the activities of the day gone by, and don't carry those with you. And if you feel like you still have something that you need to solve or resolve or something like that, write it down so that you can remember to deal with it again the next day. But let it go during your dream time. Let it go during the time while you're asleep. Then there's a dreaming that happens where you're learning lessons. There's those lesson dreams. There's that learning dream time where messages are coming in and bringing you in bits of information and bits of details that are going to help you know maybe how to do something. Like if you go to sleep and you've set the intention of, I need to be able to figure out how to accomplish a certain task. And you've set that as the intention of your dream time, and you learn in that dream time, and you learn in that awareness time. An example I had on this was, I'm not a real computer whiz. I'm not able to do a whole lot on the computer. My husband used to be that strength and used to be able to programmer and all of that back from when computers were beginning, and I'm not a computer person at all. And as I was in dream time trying to figure out, how is it that I go about putting together a website? How is it I go about creating an open forum agenda where people can find out more about us? And I went to sleep with that intention. And two or three nights I had set that intention, and all of a sudden I had a learning dream. And in that learning dream, they gave me direction, they gave me guidance, and they gave me answers on how to do that. And here we are with 5 different websites with wonderful, fabulous bits of information and 2 social networks and working on some other areas, learning how to blog. So those are the type of things that can come through learning dreams. So if you're having a dream and you want to know how to do something, set the intention of that dream. Set that intention of the message, because the information is in your subconscious. It just needs to be brought forward. And that's what can happen with a learning dream. That's what can happen when you're gaining that knowledge, gaining that insight. And that leads me to another thing that they're showing me. They're showing me the nightstand with a notebook and a pencil and a little digital recorder sitting there. That sometimes you want to have that right beside your bed so that when you wake up, you can maybe write down some keywords or maybe write down a dream that stood out. Because the minute you get up, you're going to forget it. It's going to go away because you've begun to function. You've begun to move from that dream state, from that sleep state, from that relaxed state into the reality of moving forward into the day. If you don't like to write things down, keep a little recorder beside the bed and just click it on real quick and just maybe give a few keywords, a few key things about it. And you know what? Later when you listen to that, it'll come back. The awareness of that dream will come back because it's a part of you. It's a part of the message that you're trying to find or you're trying to resolve or understand. Another type of dream that'll come in is a problem-solving dream. These dreams, they say, are the dreams where when you have something you're really trying to figure out and you're really maybe trying to figure out some direction in your life, maybe trying to figure out some guidance in your life, these types of dreams are the ones that are going to help you find that. There's also dreams that are going to help you see into the future. They're going to help you get a little bit of insight into the future. Like, I know sometimes I've had calls and emails from people who are concerned about their children's future. They're concerned about what's going to be coming down the road for them and that type of thing. And one of the answers can be found in dream time. One of the answers to this type of situation can actually be found in dreams that dream about the future. The messages that are going to show you a little bit of what's going on and helping you be prepared for it. They're not going to tell you how it is so that you can just know, okay, I don't have to go through the experience. I know what's going on. I know the end results. It's like reading a book and all of a sudden you decide to read the last page. You know the ending of the story, so why read the middle pages? No. The future dreams, when they come in, they're the kind of dreams that bring in that information so that you can know and move forward a little bit with more confidence and more comfort and more awareness that what you're doing and where you're going and how you're going to get there is being directed and being guided. And those type of dreams sometimes, too, can help when you're planning like a trip, like a vacation. Should I go to this location? And in the future dream, it shows you that maybe you need to go this direction. Maybe rather than going from the West Coast to the East Coast, go the East Coast to the West Coast. Those type of things. They'll show you and give you guidance in that type of manner as well. Prophetic dreams are those dreams that are going to come in that are going to give you bits of information of future events that are coming. It's that information that For example, you may have a dream of a huge quake coming in and a tsunami coming in and creating some devastation to the land. And then in 2 days, you turn on the radio or you turn on the TV or you're looking on the internet and you see where a tsunami had come in because of a quake that had happened. Those are the type of prophetic dreams that sometimes can happen and sometimes can bring you information and help you be prepared and help you know what to do, where to go, like a future dream. But they tend to be more prophetic of situations and circumstances that are going to transpire or are going to happen. Another type of dream that sometimes can really confuse us and confound us are nightmares. If we have those nightmares where you wake up and you're just like, oh, it was just so intense, that type of thing. The thing you want to remember with a nightmare dream is all that it is it's actually giving a blown out proportion of one of our fears. And when we have those type of dreams, when we know that and we work with it, we then can start addressing those fears. We can then start changing that and bringing love, and we can bring healing into that situation. I know there was a time when I was a young mother and my children were very close in age. It was almost like having triplets. They were one right after the other, and I kept having this repeated dream and this recurring dream, and we're going to talk about those as well, but I'm going to run it together with this nightmare because it was a nightmare and it was a reoccurring nightmare. The reoccurring dream is one that happens over and over and over and over again until you hear what it is they're trying to tell you or that you get the message that they're trying to give you. And in this dream that I was having with my youngest child was he would get snagged out of a cart and this gentleman would run towards the door and I couldn't leave the other two and I couldn't run after this one, and I would wake up with that fear, with that having had a nightmare, but it was reoccurring over and over again. So one evening as I was preparing for sleep and I had gone into meditation and I had quieted my mind and I said, if this dream happens again, we're going to fix it. We're going to change this. We're going to reclaim our power in it. We're going to reclaim our position in it. And as I did, and I fell into sleep, and I, sure enough, this dream began to happen again, only this time as this gentleman was snagging him and running, this huge, master, angelic, wizardry-looking energy being filled the doorway of the building and said, you put him down. And it was in that message, it was in that reality, that I was able to overcome a fear. I was able to overcome a lack that I felt as a mother, that maybe I wasn't quite up to the standard or the abilities that I had. And using the dream time to carry those messages, using the dream time and the power of restructuring, rebirthing, redoing, that we were able to bring peace and we were able to give myself some comfort, and I was able to gain my personal power back. I was able to gain my personal awareness back. So even though those dreams might seem like they are really carrying a negative message or a fearful message, remember that fear is only, a nightmare is only a blown out of proportion fear. And sometimes that we can overcome those fears through the reprogramming of that dream, through that reprogramming of that information. And if it's reoccurring, what is it they're trying to tell you? What is it they're trying to get your attention with? If you have a disaster dream and it's not a prophetic dream, that sometimes is a message that they're trying to give you that you need to maybe do some readjusting. Maybe it's time to bring in some balance. Maybe you're on the verge of some breakdown things that you need to be aware of in your own personal space and in your own personal life. And the dream is trying to give you these bits of information. A traveling dream are really incredible dreams. They come in such a way that they can let us know, are we taking the hard road? Are we taking the easy road? Are we just kind of going through life? And it's the things that we experience through that travel. Are we climbing a mountain? Are we really working hard and really feeling like we're getting nowhere? Or are we seeing the top of the mountain and we're reaching it? Or are we digging our way through a tunnel and seeing the light at the end of that tunnel? Those are the kind of traveling dreams that sometimes can help us know where we're at in our life path, know where we're at and what we're moving forward with. Maybe dreaming about being out in a boat, you know, we're dealing with some emotional stuff. Maybe our emotions need some direction. Maybe our emotions need some healing, as well as on the physical end. A dream of flying means that we're trying to reach higher awarenesses, higher bits of information, higher connection with our divine source and our spiritual path. A lot of times are what flying dreams are associating with us. And sometimes in those dreams, are we really struggling to get that flight, or are we learning and we're traveling and we're just kind of in that space? Are we moving forward, or are we just kind of holding space in the wind, like a bird with the wind just blowing around them and they're not moving? They've gotten themselves on a current and they're just moving along. Those are the type of things that will happen in dream time. And the messages that they wanted me to share with this is to realize that as we go into dream time and as we move into dream time and as dream time gets stronger during the winter months, look for what the messages are. Look for what they're trying to project and portray and give to you for your own personal enlightenment, for your own personal movement, maybe for a prophetic dream if you're planning a vacation or a trip or a journey and you need to know a little bit more of what's going to happen as a future dream, or being aware and knowing where to be at the right time or where to not be at the right time. Those type of things you want to watch for in the patterning and in the symbolism. When I'm working with people on dreams, I'll oftentimes say to them, write down key symbol words. If, for example, you've had a dream and in this dream you saw a blue cat and a red horse, you're going to write down those words because they're very obvious and those are things that are really sticking out and they're really a part of that dream to the point where you're remembering that because of the intensity of it. You want to work with that. You want to find out maybe what that color represented and maybe what that animal represents, or are you working with an animal totem? Those type of things. You want to work with the symbolism. You want to work with the message that that dream is carrying by being aware of where that dream is taking you. What is it it's trying to project to you? And sometimes we get messages that are going to come through in dream time. We're going to have actually had an experience where we could communicate with someone who's on the other side. Maybe there's, and I know there's somebody who's listening to this program right now, who has had a dream very similar to this, where they have actually had a chance to be reconnected with a loved one who's on the other side, that they've been able to move forward and they've been able to have healing because of that type of dream, because of that type of connection, because of the healing that came through that. There's also the dreams of running, when you feel like you're running and running and running and you're being chased and you just keep going here and there and everywhere and you're running and running and running. You're going to want to look at that dream and you're going to want to say, what is that dream? What am I running away from? What am I trying to not face? And when you can look at that and you can grab a reality of that, you can turn around and look it in the face, and you can turn around and gain your personal power back. You can gain your personal strength back. You can take back the right of who it is you are and where you're at in your life process, in your life path. That's one of those types of things. If you have a dream that there's a building of some sort of house, a building, a hallway or anything like that, always, almost 100% of the time, that building dream, that dream about that experience is talking about you in a physical manner. Is your house well kept? Are you taking care of yourself? Is your house dusty and dirty? Are you ignoring and not taking care of some of your personal needs that need to be done? Or is your house clean and pristine and welcoming and warming? Are we taking care of ourselves in that way? Or are we running around feeling like we're running around and not able to go from room to room to room to room, and we're looking like we're lost and we're confused? Is that how we feel we're experiencing some things in life? So those are things that you can use as keys, as tools, as those symbolisms, as those little markers in the dream of the message that dream might be trying to bring to you, that dream, that message of that connection that you have made through the subconscious. And once again, also hearing the messages of the guides, hearing the messages of the teachers, making connections and communications with those that are on the other side. Those are things that you want to take into consideration as you're going into dreams. Dreams are so powerful. Dreams can be so awakening, and we can get a new awareness. A dream of death is not a dream that someone's going to die, not necessarily. a dream of death is that it's sometimes it's time to let go of something that's old, worn out, and not working and serving our higher good, but it's time for rebirthing, it's time for the new awareness, it's time for that new beginning, allowing the cycle of that to come into play, allowing that cycle of that journey to happen. As I'm saying this, they're showing me the visual of the medicine wheel, which is something I teach and I really use when we're dealing with grief and when we're dealing with a lot of the different things that will happen in our lives. We know that everything has a birthing. We know that everything has a life. Everything will reach maturity. And then it'll go to the point in time where it's time to allow it to die, where it's time to allow it to drop off so that we can cycle back around and begin a new journey. We can begin a new path. We can go within ourselves. We can connect. We can do all of that type of work. And that's what they're showing us with dreaming. That's what they're showing us with the reality of dreams. Don't look at dreams as something that are insignificant or just happening because it's just something that's there. Realize that dreams are carrying a message to you. Realize that as you're dreaming, as I'm sharing this morning, I'm actually seeing a large number of people who are hearing this message who have been in a dream state and have awakened and been very troubled by it, have been very frustrated by it, have been confused about it. Take it simply. Look at it simply. Look at it through the window of the symbolism. Look at it through the message of what this dream is trying to show you. Look at the guidance. Look at the direction. Those type of things. And see what your subconscious mind is trying to bring to your reality. What is your subconscious mind trying to teach you? What are the messages that are out there that are they are so a part of you, and when we're in dream time, we let go of the inhibitions. We let go of those things that are in our way, and sometimes when we're awake and we're trying to solve a dilemma or we're trying to figure something out, we get so much in our own way that we can't see the solution right in front of our nose. And through dream time, they oftentimes can bring those messages to you. They can often bring that awareness to you. So take time after you've had a dream. Write down the information because you're going to forget it if you don't. And if you, during the day, all of a sudden have a remembrance of, oh, yeah, I remember I had a dream about. Write that down so that you can rethink about it later on and realize that the message in there is really giving you some insight, giving you some leading, giving you some guidance. I have one friend who, she has amazing dreams. She has amazing things that are revealed to her through dream time. And she'll bring in now symbolism and we'll talk about it. And it was so cute. At first she would talk about the different symbols and the different things and it would just be like, I don't get it, I don't understand it, overwhelm. And then when we talk about it and realize the symbolism of it was just something so simple or something so enlightening that she then became aware and she then became able to understand where dream was time was taking her. And we all dream. We all have at least 3 major dreams during a dream time segment. If you were to look at the cycling of dreaming and how dreams happen and all of that through the different levels of sleep and the awarenesses in sleep. During each one of those cycles, you're going to have at least 3 major dreams that are going to happen during that time frame. I know, sure, you're going to say to me, but I dream more than that. And then you're going to hear people who say, I don't dream at all. I don't know what to do. Those people can awaken that awareness of that dream time and bring that awareness back to the surface and bring that awareness through by setting intent. I am going to remember my dreams tonight. My dreams are going to bring me a message tonight. You can program that into your subconscious, and your subconscious will begin to honor that. It may take a couple weeks. It might take a month. But if you continually reprogram yourself for that, you will remember your dreams, and you will understand that you're dreaming because we all dream. If we weren't dreaming, we would not be sleeping adequately to be able to function in our everyday lives. And yes, there are those other dreams that we have outside the major dreams. Those dreams happen and they come in like little quick little clips or little commercials, if you will, into our dream time. Those are oftentimes caused by outside effects, maybe a sound, maybe some light, or maybe a change in the room temperature, or maybe you've turned over. Those type of things will happen and they'll change the dreaming patterns a little bit. But think about your dreams. Don't fear your dreams. Don't just ignore your dreams. Realize that your dreams are carrying a message of encouragement to you. Maybe they're carrying a message of guidance. Maybe they're carrying a message of communication and love and connection with a loved one who is on the other side. So remember that as you're going into the season of hibernation, the season of winter, the season of allowing yourself to dream more, allowing yourself to connect with dream time in a more powerful manner. I'm getting some other messages that are coming in. There's a young man who was about 13. He passed away in an automobile accident. He wants his family to know that he has arrived on the other side. He is saying that he is with Granddaddy and that he has made his connection and he is on the other side with Granddaddy, and that he's heard the prayers of his mother. He knows that his mother is sending him love, and he is wanting her to know. He holds no grudges against the person who hit me. Please don't carry a grudge either, because it's going to destroy your life. It's going to keep you from healing. It's going to keep you from moving through the grief. Allow his death to be a joyous reunion for him to having gone home, and rejoice over the time period and celebrate the life that you did have with him. And realize that if you hold on to a grudge, if you hold on to this anger at this person that caused his passing, that it's going to destroy your own personal life, is what he's getting across. And he's saying, Mama, please don't do that. He's saying, Mama, I'm with Granddaddy and everything is fine. Take care of yourself. Be there for yourself. Don't hold on to a negative, dark place, because it's going to keep you at a low vibration. I'm seeing three teenagers that had been in an automobile accident. In this automobile accident, the older of the three friends was driving the vehicle. They were traveling at a very high rate of speed, and the accident happened. In the accident, a young man and a young woman were killed. The young man was about 15, I believe. They're in this. I'm seeing all of these young people between the ages of like 14 and 17. I believe the driver of the car was actually almost 17, and you were in this very severe accident, and two of your friends have passed through this accident. These two friends are wanting to make a communication and a contact. I believe that the parent of this older child that was driving, this accident happened approximately 8 years ago, and the parent is hearing this message, and you need to convey this message back to your child. If there's a way for you to connect with this through the archives of this program, you need to share this message with this child, because they are asking, their friends are asking. I believe one of the girls' name began with like a sure sound, like a Cherie, Sherry, Shirley. There's a sound to the name, and they're wanting you to convey the message to your daughter that they were prepared to leave. They were prepared. It was their time to go, and it was the way that had been predetermined. That you had done, and you had used poor judgment. You had used poor awareness, but it wasn't something that they were begging you to stop from doing. They were all out having. They were all in the same position, and they all could have ended up in the same. In the same manner, they could have all died, or the driver could have died and she could have remained alive. It was all one of those. It was like a gambit that she's saying. It was like a gambit that we played, that we were doing. And in this accident, our return and our departure home made a lot of sorrow, made a lot of heartache and hurt for different families. But it also brought a new awareness, and it brought a change to a section of highway that could have continued to cause pain and suffering and sorrow to many others. She's also sharing the message. She's coming more forward than the young man. She's bringing in the message that, please tell my mother that I love her. Please tell my mother that she needs to let go, that it's been a long time now, and that I need to rest in her heart. I need her to rest in her heart and know that I was her child, and she had a brother. She's saying, I had a brother. She's saying, please tell my mother to share the love that she would have given to me with my brother, and don't look at him in a manner of, why are you alive? Why did she have to die? She's saying, look past that. Look beyond that happening. Look beyond that. She's showing that there's much sorrow and much hurt and heartache. And like I said, this happened between 8 and 12 years ago. They've expanded it out. 8 to 12 years ago that this accident actually happened. And these young people are wanting to express the messages to their parents that they love them, that they're home, that everything is fine, and that you need to go on and do some healing work of your own. And the message to the young girl, the parent who's listening to the message to the young girl that was the driver, please share with her that we do not hold her at guilt. We do not hold her as responsible for our passing, because we were all in agreement. We were all doing the same thing. We were all in this car. We were just going too fast. We were moving and being outside of our abilities. And they're saying, do not hold yourself in this position, because now that you have gotten older, now that you have moved into some of your older years, this is holding you back. This is keeping you from becoming the person that you are here to live to be. They're saying, we love you. We honor you, and we were proud to be your friends. That don't hold this guilt. Don't hold this guilt within yourself. Let this guilt go. Don't hold on to that. Don't keep it into a place of your heart. Let it go. Let it go. Share this archive message with the families that are involved in this. I know that the mother of the one that was driving, or father of the one that was driving, is hearing this program. Please share this information out to the others. I can see you. I can see you sitting there listening and hearing this program. And if you feel inclined to call, please call and ask some questions, and we'll get some more answers from these young folks. Or feel free to send me an email, because I know that they would love to express this message and express this hope to these family members of understanding this. I'm seeing a family who just recently purchased a large home. It's almost like a grandiose home. It's just one of those houses that was such a find, and such, when you found it, you became overly excited. You became like, it wasn't even something where you would walk through it and say, yeah, well, maybe, or I don't like this, or I do like that. You walked into this place, and it was as if it just opened its arms and said, welcome home. You've purchased this home. You've got it for an amazing price, and it's yours. You've made it yours, and you were in the attic, and you found some information. I believe it was some old newspapers with information on it that has caused you to do some family research. And the information that I'm getting is from a family member who had lived in this home prior to you, and you have started questioning and asking and looking at this and saying, was my family connected to this home at some time in the past? This home is very old. This home is well over 100 years old. It's got a lot of history. It's got a lot of heritage to it. And the answer to your question that you've been asking is yes. This was an old family homestead that goes back quite a few generations, quite a few, you know, generations down through your family. They're saying yes. And as you continue to look into the heritage of this, and as you continue to look into the family about this, you're going to become more aware of your past. You're going to become more aware of who you were and where you've come from, what your genetics is all about. This house was a very special home. This house was built by a family member, and here you had just discovered it out of the blue, and you had moved into it. We're not even aware that your family heritage and history lived in that part of the country, and they're wanting me to tell you that it's going to be a huge blessing the more that you research on this and the more that you discover about it. You're going to be able to share with your children some of the family heritage that you've not been able to share for lack of knowledge, lack of seeing, lack of knowing. They're expressing that as an exciting new window for you, an exciting new adventure for you. They said, as you began the research, that's when your awareness of the connection you have with this property has opened up more for you. there's something about it. Almost looks like a little it looks like a little outbuilding. And at one point in time, this little outbuilding used to be where the horses, when they would bring the horses in, they would actually tie up the horses. You have found a couple things in there, and you've wondered if that's what it was, like a stable, like a corral in this little building. There's some family history and heritage under a floorboard out in that building, that there was some building work done above and beyond that. I'm not sure what that's all about. I almost believe that there was creating horseshoes, a smithery. I'm hearing the word smithery. Like a smithery out in that building or out around that building, that the family had some connection with doing that type of work as well. That you are on a journey and on a quest to discover something about your past, something about your family's heritage, and you were led to this place. You were brought to this place, and in this place, love and protection surrounds you and your family. Don't be concerned if you catch a glimpse of movement, because it's a little bit of the connection with the family heritage of those that are visiting and coming in and are a part. They're not there causing any harm. They're not there to do any ill. And know that if you see a movement, just simply say hi and allow it to go forward, and you can go forward as well. I'm seeing a greenhouse. I'm seeing a rather large greenhouse. And in this greenhouse, they're showing me that there's a store in the front. And off of the back of the greenhouse, there's actually a building. It's painted white. The roof is like a green color. And it's more of a workshop space. And it's where, like, you would sit. I'm seeing these tables that are about waist high. And you would sit at these tables, or you would stand at these tables and work at these tables. And it's as if you're trying to do some cross-species work with some of the plants and vegetation. I'm hearing the message to share with you, because you know who you are, and you can see this as well as I can. In the front end of this greenhouse is the store. Then in the middle back section is these rows after rows after rows of greenhouse tables. And off of the back end of that is this other building part that is painted white with the green-colored roof. And in the green colored roof is where you do a lot of your personal work, and you do a lot of your work with the vegetation and with the plants. They're telling me to share with you that you had just been drawn into a conversation of, and you're not in agreement with this conversation of, beginning to add some chemicals to the plants and to the herbs. You have stood very strong to, and your primary basis with doing the work that you do has always been on keeping everything as pure and as cleansed and as chemical-free as you possibly could. And they're showing me that you need to stand your ground with that, that someone's trying to come in, and it's like you have a partner, and this partner is wanting to expand and move things bigger, better, and faster. But if they are allowed to do that, and if they are allowed to accomplish this, it's actually going to destroy your business. It's actually going to destroy the reputation you have within your business for quality plants. It's going to set your greenhouse back. It's going to set the work that you do back. They're saying, stand your ground. Know that you are producing the right product. Know that you are honored and shown within the community with very high integrity. You also stand behind whatever you sell. Your partner, I believe, actually will go out and do some of the, not a whole lot, but some of the actual, like if I were to purchase a series of plants, they're showing me that they would come and actually put them in the ground for me. That's that integrity that you move forward with. That's that purity that you move forward with. Hold on to that, and do not allow yourself to get caught up into this new hype that is coming through from this other partner who is wanting you to change the formation and the foundation of this. They're also saying you want to do some more work with some of the herbals and some of the older vegetation and older plant life and older earth energy. I'm not sure what they mean by that. They're just showing me some of the older earth energy that you need to connect with being in the position you are. I'm sure that you personally understand what that message is about and you personally understand what they're trying to show me. I have, they just kind of like dropped in out of the sky. I have this envelope that is just like kind of fallen in front of me. I'm seeing this envelope and they're showing me that within this envelope is somebody's results. They're trying to, it's carrying the message that you've been seeking, that the results are in, that this envelope is actually en route to you. You've been feeling very discouraged about it. You've been feeling very much at loss, that they are not doing what it is that they have been told you. It's like you're trying to get some results on a testing of some sort, and you are really, really needing these results in order to be able to move forward. They're wanting me to tell you the results are done, the results are in, and that the message and the answer within these results is going to be coming to you within the next 3 days. I'm hearing three. The next 3 days, and in that results, you're going to, it's going to come through to you through a courier. A courier service is actually going to deliver this. You thought it was going to come through normal mail, but it's going to come through another service. It's going to come through somebody coming to your door and handing this to you, so that you could sign for it, because the information that you've been seeking is going to be addressed in this, and it is going to be taken. It's done. The results are there. The answers are there. Even if they want to tell you that the tests are not there and the results are not in, that they're lying, because it is. It's been mailed, and it's coming to you through this courier service. They've been lying to you up to this point. They've been telling you that they had not accomplished this testing and that they did not have the end results, because through this results, you're going to find some liberation. You may even find some real life-changing freedoms that are going to come through. So know that this information is coming to you. Know that you can move forward with positive, I'm hearing the word freedoms, with some positive freedoms within your life is going to come through the results of this testing that's been done. Somebody is working on closing a situation. Somebody is working on trying to put closure to something, and they're telling me to share with you that you are a little bit too quick, that the reason that this is not coming to the closure that you've been seeking for is because you're a little bit too quick on it. You've moved just a tad bit too soon. They're saying you need to slow down your jets. You need to slow down your process. You need to slow down where you're at in this so that you can get the ultimate out of this closure, that the closure of this situation almost feels like it's the closure of a business, the closure of a partnership, a relationship to having to do with a business, having to do with a partnership of some sort, not in a relationship, but it feels more business-like. They're saying you're just a tad bit too soon, that the energy that needs to align on the other end of this is not quite there yet. So don't feel like you're not doing the right thing, because you are doing the right thing. You're just, timing is just off. Your timing is just not quite where it needs to be, that this is coming into place. I see a person with a dragon tattoo on their arm, and your father is checking in and saying for me to tell you that he loves you. I'm seeing this dragon is very pretty. It's on the inside of your forearm, and he's wanting me to say that this is his way of letting you know that he's coming in, because he can see your tattoo. Apparently, you didn't have this tattoo when he was alive. And he's saying, I just came in to say hi. I just wanted my son to know I came in to say hi. There's something about the connection of this. There's something about the dragon energy between you and he. It may have been the kind of thing where he was symbolically a dragon to you. Something about it may have been his nickname is what I'm hearing to share. I'm hearing that I love you once again. And apparently he's saying, I didn't tell you enough. I didn't tell you this enough when you were alive. I want to let you know it now. I'm smelling roses. All of a sudden the room has just filled with the fragrance of roses. I'm trying to connect with what they want me to bring forward for you with this information of the roses. I'm just smelling roses, roses, roses. They're saying, remember that in the beauty of the roses, as you take time to smell the roses, as you take time to smell the beauty of the rose, that sometimes we're going to get picked by a thorn. And sometimes those thorn picks are what helps us stay online. So apparently somebody is working with something that they feel like they've been kind of set out of balance or set out of keel because of a situation that kind of bit them, kind of pricked them, kind of set them back a little bit. And they're wanting me to convey to you that with the rose, there is a thorn. And remember that that thorn is often there. And that sometimes that thorn is what brings the message. Sometimes that little bit of a pick that we get is going to actually be the message and helping us move forward with it. But also remember to take time to smell the roses. Take time to smell the beauty. Take time to hear what is needing to be heard out in the environment, needing to be heard out in the world around you. And as you're moving forward, they're saying take time to smell the roses, but also remember that there are going to be those times where you're going to have little minor setbacks that are going to come through, and they're going to feel like somebody's poked you with the thorn of a rose. Know that that's part of your process. Know that that's part of your journey. Know that that's part of the reality of where you're at and what you're doing right now in your life process. I'm being reminded of a story that happened when I was a young girl, and I was with my mother, and we were sitting with one of her aunts. So it was a great aunt. And as I was sitting there with her, and my mom was watching over her as she was bedridden, and we would go and I would play outside in the yard, and occasionally I'd go in and sit and listen and spend time with them as well. I was probably maybe about 7 or 8 at the time. But this incident was very, very alive and very, very aware to me, and I remember it very, very vividly. My mother asked me when I had come in the door, she said, asked me to sit with my aunt and my great aunt, and I sat there and she was asleep, and my mom had gone out into the kitchen to make a cup of tea. And as she was doing this and as she was having this cup of tea, my aunt opened her eyes and looked over at me, and she said, "Honey, remember to take time to listen. Remember to take time to listen to the voice. Remember to take time to hear. And don't get so caught up in the reality of the world. Don't get so caught up in the reality of what's going on around you." And that's how I'm remembering the words. I'm sure she spoke them differently to me. And I remember her rolling back over and then kind of turning her head and looking at me and saying, "Can you hear that?" And I could. I could hear this incredible singing. I could hear this incredible choir type sounding of all these voices that were just blending together. And it was just beautiful. It was just phenomenal. And then all of a sudden I became aware of my mom coming back down the hallway. I could hear her teacup on the saucer as it was jingling. And as she came in the door, she goes, "Why'd you turn that radio on?" And I looked at her and I said, "Mom, there's no radio on. It's quiet in here." So the voices and the messages could be heard by the many others in the area as well. And my aunt just turned and looked at her and kind of smiled and rolled back over and began to nap again. And I went outside to play. And as I got closer to my aunt's rose and flower beds, I became aware of the fact that those voices and those songs were coming from the beauty within those flowers. I was becoming aware of the fact that I could hear the message that those plants wanted to share with me. I could become aware of that song of love, that voice of love. So when they say, and they bring a message across to a person, and they'll say, like they did in this, take time to smell the roses, take time to listen to the messages that are there for you, to take time to hear the voices that are being shared with you through the beauty of the earth, through the beauty of the vegetation, through the beauty of the plant life, that you can gain some understanding, you can gain some insight and connection with those that are from the other side, those that are trying to bring forward a message of hope and love. And I remember going back in the house and popping my head in the door and my aunt kind of looking over when she heard me come in. And I told her the story of being out with the garden and hearing the garden and hearing the message in the flowers. And she just really smiled and she said, "Remember always to listen. Remember to always listen and allow yourself to hear." That is the message and the words that are going to come from the connection that we make with Earth. And she said it in a beautiful way that I don't remember her exact words. And on the way home that day, and we were talking in the car, and I was, you know, excited. I was sharing this excitement with my mother, and she couldn't connect with that. She had forgotten. She had let that not necessarily be important to her to stop and hear the voices, to stop and hear the beauty, and to smell the roses she had gotten wrapped up in. She had a family. She had bills that she had to pay. She had obligations that she had to take care of. And that's not to say she was wrong. That's not to say she wasn't in the right place, but she had forgotten to take time to smell the roses. And that's one of the messages that they're sending to you, is take time to smell the roses. Take time to hear the beauty of the universe around you. Hear the voice as it creaks through the trees and as the wind is blowing through maybe you're hearing wind blowing through a crack in a window, and it's sharing its message and sharing its voice with you. Take time to experience that. Allow yourself to experience that. Allow yourself to connect with that and be blessed by it. I'm hearing a message to share. I'm all of a sudden seeing a very dear friend, and I'm seeing her face, and I'm feeling the message to say to her to stand true to your calling, stand true to who it is you are, stand true to the projects that you have begun. Know that you are moving under and being guided and protected under divine source. They're saying, don't feel like you have come short. Don't feel like you have missed an opportunity. Don't feel like you don't stop beating yourself up. Stop being so self-critical within your own space and allow yourself to move forward with confidence, remembering who it is you are and the walk and the place whereby which you need to go. They're also saying that you need to come together with your sisters and with your friends so that you can be recharged and you can be reunited with the energy of healing and energy of love and energy of light. There's a message also coming through for a young mother, and this mother is feeling very overwhelmed with her ability. She's you just feel like you're not making the grade. You feel like you're too young and that you're really failing. And they're wanting me to share with you that you can take time to raise this child. You can do this and you can accomplish this, but that you need to allow yourself to experience your own experiences and stop judging yourself and stop shortchanging yourself because of what you're hearing in your own mind. You're kind of self-beating yourself up. Allow that to change. Allow that to... You're a good mother, they're saying. You are a good mother. Your husband is working hard to provide for you, and you are doing the best you know to set up your home and your life. You've been criticized by, I believe it was a brother, who came in and was like talking to and making you feel like your home and the things that you have weren't perfect enough and weren't the best. And the message that I'm getting from the masters that are coming forward for you are saying, with what you have, you are doing and you are being powerfully, and you are being a very good mother. They just keep saying that you're a very good mother. You're a very good mother. Don't sell yourself short. Don't listen to the negative vibration. Don't listen to the negative words and the heartache and hurt that others might want to try to put on your shoulders. I'm seeing some cherry trees. So someone who lives in the area of cherry trees, there's a message that they want to bring through to you that you are in the right place, you are at the right time, and now is the opportune moment. If you've been trying to make a decision and you live in the cherry, I'm seeing cherry trees. If you live in an area where there's cherry trees or you have trees, you are going to want to move forward with that decision that you're working on. Well, I see we've come again to the top of the hour. It just comes so darn quick during this program. I am so honored and so thankful that I've been able to be with you once again today. And I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank the guides and the masters and those that have come through sharing messages of hope and love and light. Until we're together again on Wednesday, I want to say may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing. Until that next time that we get together, may you be blessed.